Welcome to Lessons from Leaders, Conversations with Direct Sales Experts. This is Beth Joan Shaw. I'm founder and president of Spirit of Success, Inc., where our goal is to provide you with fresh, relevant topics to support you in your direct sales career. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, I am thrilled to have three top direct sales leaders with me to share their advice on how to weather winter in your direct sales business. These three leaders are exactly the experts that you want to hear from on this topic. They have a combined 60 years in the direct sales profession, and each of them leads a large team of consultants. They know how to weather winter in this profession. So I hope that you are prepared to take notes and then to take action on all that you will hear on this call. Well, first, let me introduce you to our direct sales experts. Pam Clift is from the Cleveland, Ohio area. Pam is a 5-star elite director with Tupperware. Pam's been with Tupperware for 31 years. She has 700 people on her team, and they rank number 4 in team volume in the English-speaking market with Tupperware. Pam has traveled to 18 different countries, all on Tupperware trips. She's earned the Tupperware car incentive for all 31 years that she's been with business. She's been on the President's Board and has received the highest honor of Chairman's Summit, the most prestigious worldwide recognition in Tupperware. Pam and her hubby have raised 3 children, all of whom went to and graduated from Ohio State University, and all who are now in their own sales careers, very successfully, each making 6-figure incomes. Pam has 3 little grandbabies, all precious little girls, and she's been married to her sweet husband of 36 years, who is now retired and works full-time in Tupperware with Pam. So, Pam, welcome to our conversation.
Thank you, and I'm excited to be here.
Next, we have Jesse Pito, and Jesse is from the Hartford, Connecticut area. Jesse is a senior team mentor with Tastefully Simple. Jesse has been with Tastefully Simple for 10.5 years, and she has 389 team members on her team. Jesse has outstanding achievements, which include top sales achiever, top sponsoring achiever, and top leader developer. And Jesse has earned the very prestigious Gold Leaf Executive Club Award for 9 of her 10 years. Jesse was also the very first Tastefully Simple consultant in the company's history to have reached $1 million in personal sales. Jesse leads a team that has sold a career total of over $15 million in product. Jesse's been married to her sweet hubby for 14 years. They have a son and a granddaughter and a new baby boy doggy named Chance. So, Jesse, thanks for joining our conversation.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you for asking. I'm honored to be here. And hello, listeners. Welcome. We're excited to have you.
And then we have Tammy King. And Tammy is from the Tampa, Florida area. Tammy started her party light business 19 years ago. Her daughters were young, and she wanted the flexibility and income to be a stay-at-home mom. Tammy became a regional vice president just 3 years into her party light career. Tammy has 200 consultants and leaders in her downline lineage in 8 different states. Tammy's married to her very sweet, supportive hubby, and their daughters are now grown. And Tammy, we welcome you to our conversation today.
Thank you. And I also have 2 grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness. We don't want to leave out the grandchildren.
Yes, thank you. It's an honor to be on the call.
Thank you, Tammy. Well, let's get our conversation started, and I want to kick it off with Pam. What, Pam, are 1 or 2 pieces of advice that you have used and taught your team on how to weather winter in their businesses?
Well, first I want to say I think that it's really important to keep it simple, don't panic, and get excited. I love snow. That's why I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and I love it. It's just so beautiful. It's refreshing. It's a wonderful, wonderful area of the country to live. And one of the reasons I love my business in this area is because it's so flexible. Now, I will tell you that if you are a corporate person and you go to, you know, you have a corporate job, you can't call in and say, I'm not coming in today. It's snow out there. So you got a corporate up is what I call it, and realize that you know what, I am my own boss, but I can put myself out of business real easy if I'm too lenient on myself. So realize that you are your own boss, but that is also a liberty that you can abuse. And so I think it's really important for all of us to get excited about being creative during this time of year. I offer a snow gift. If it snows on the day of your party, you get an extra gift for every inch of snow before your party. You can also offer, you know, have a snowflake party, expecting the snow, and hoping everybody there knows that if it snows on the day of the party, they're going to get an extra gift. And so people are actually excited when they see it start to snow, or they look at the forecast and realize it's going to snow because that means they're going to get an extra gift. Now, within reason, I don't want anybody to risk their life getting to a Tupperware party, but obviously, most of the time, you are the one that's driving the furthest. And so you can get there by crawling there or doing whatever it takes to get there. I got one of my biggest and most fantastic recruits on one of the worst snow days in Cleveland because I crawled to the party and crawled home. And I'm telling you, years and years and years went on, and I kept telling myself to this day how wise I was to venture out that night and just to be careful and smart. And also I will tell you that I like themes. And so whether themes you want to take to this, you can do warm buns and make cinnamon rolls and have a hot cup of coffee, a warm bun party, or you can do an icicle party. You can do a blizzard party. We also at Champion Enterprises, that's the name of my company, as a team we get together and hold what we call a BFF night, and that's bring your friends and family, and we have an outside sourced room that we will get, and we all join together in the cost, and it's just a really fun night where BFF is bring your friends and family for bingo fun and food. And so we just have a really good time showing our product, demonstrating our product, playing with food, and just incorporating all that fun where people don't feel like they have to venture into a neighborhood that may not be plowed that well, but this is a location that's out where it's, you know, it's first plowed, a main drives, and all they have to do is pretty much get out of their neighborhood and know that they're going to have pretty clear roads. And so a great avenue for multitasking because you can do 3 and 4 parties there. Plus, I, as the leader, am often there to help you recruit. And so it's a very valued opportunity in our company, in our area, because it's really good for the sales force, but it's also great for the customer. And we can offer some nice deals and specials and some excitement going on there. And that is true. Keep it excited. I'm glad I just said that word because it reminded me to tell you, if you're not excited, they're not excited. You've heard the saying, if mommy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, the same going with the Tupperware representative or whatever field you're in, whatever it is, if the demonstrator is not happy, there's nobody happy. And so you've got to be the first one because you've got to show the way so they will go the way. And I have to tell you, I love this business. I don't care what you're in. Direct sales is where it's at because of the flexibility. But again, don't flux yourself out of business.
Pam, great ideas. I love the snowflake party. And for every inch that it snows, they're going to get an extra gift, obviously. And you clarified, within reason, don't want anybody risking their life. But that's a cute idea. And the BFF, bring your friends and family for, tell me again, bingo, food and
bingo,
fun?
Bingo, fun and food. Yes.
Fun and food. Okay. That's, you know, just the idea of getting the whole group together, that you have a venue that's large enough that different team members can bring a handful of customers or hostesses all together on the same night because maybe some of their, you know, parties have gotten snowed out or whatnot, and you come to a venue, like you said, that's got a good parking lot, well lit, you know, plowed out, those kind of things. Just having those options, I think, are so helpful. So, Pam, thank you so much. Jesse, I want to toss to you. You and your team recently literally weathered a huge snowstorm in Connecticut, and I know one is coming up again behind it. So what advice did you share with your team, or what do you share with them when you are literally battling snowstorms?
Well, yes, we just had 3 feet of snow dumped on our area, and so unfortunately, you know, streets were closed, parties were canceling because there's no place for people to park. So I embrace technology. I mean, since I've been in the direct sales industry, I mean, I started when reports were manual and we had to call in projections, whereas now everything's on the computer. So I think to use technology for what it's worth, has helped our business tremendously regardless of what the weather situation is like. So for instance, if a party is canceling, that's usually because, you know, roads are bad, people can't park, and a lot of the guests are coming within a reasonable, like, walking distance. So instead of canceling the party altogether, because with our business, we're preparing or the host is making samples the night before or the day of, so chances are the samples are made and now, you know, you don't want to go and move the date so far out that now we can't utilize what we've already given the host. So what we've opted to do is hold Facebook event parties or Skype parties where I'm Skyping in the host and I'm able to see the host and the guests who are able to make it and talk about the products that they are sampling. And this then leads to a great sponsoring conversation because honestly, even though I am the one doing the talking, the host is usually the one doing the majority of the work as far as passing samples and stuff like that. So this is where it then leads to, it's easier to lead into the sponsoring conversation because you could just compliment the host on what a great job they did and just say, you know, you really, not only would you make a great consultant, but you did the majority of the work and the sales tonight were XYZ. Had you been the consultant, this is how much income you would have earned. Is that something that would benefit you and your family? And so that's how we've been able to handle the party situation. You know, we're using technology for what it's worth, whether it be Skype, Uvu, or Facebook. But then, you know what, if it's snowing out and roads are bad and you're not able to go anywhere, well, then either is anyone else. And so that's the one thing, the one huge token I've taken away from working with you is client care. Because we are in a relationship business, and without clients, we don't have a business. So we use, instead of just regular client connection calls, we call them snow calls. Well, I'll hold a snow call challenge. Instead of a snowball, I call it a snow call. So I just give the team some scripting on reaching out to clients, and I've really kind of taken my client connection calls to a whole new stalkerish level because no one answers the phone anymore. It's pretty funny. Even in 3 feet of snow, people still don't answer the phone. But everyone's hanging out on Facebook. So my first attempt is to make the real live call because there's nothing better. There's nothing that takes the place or hearing the voice of someone on the other end. But if they don't answer the phone, I'll go look to see if they're out on Facebook and just send them a quick little message saying, hey, sorry, I missed you. I just left you a voicemail message. Would love to connect with you. And they're more apt to respond to you on Facebook than picking up the phone. It's just remarkable the changes that people have made over time. So just issuing a snow call challenge to your team and giving them scripting, because one thing I've learned as a leader is whenever you're holding any type of team incentive, you need to give them the means on how to do that. Don't take it for granted that your team knows what to do or what to say. You need to follow up an incentive with the exact details of an action plan on how to go and earn that incentive. So that's what we've been able to do to weather our storm, and we'll be back at it again this weekend.
Yes, I hear that you will, unfortunately, but look how well you have done with that. I love the snow calls, love that, and love the client care that you do and that you issue a challenge right away when you're snowed out, everybody's snowed out, so issue them a challenge that since they're home, grab the phone, do those snow calls, and you're so right that people are not answering their phones, but that kind of in a lighthearted way stalking them on Facebook. It's I understand, and I think that's a good technique. Jesse,
yeah,
tell me just a little bit more about the Skyping. Now, is this when you're at the party, but some of them aren't? How do you do
that? No, I'm not at the party because
Okay, so you can't even get there. Okay.
Yeah, I cannot get there, and so I Skype the host and the guests at the party behind her.
Okay.
So I'm doing the party presentation. I'm just not in front of her.
Okay.
And my host packet would have included. Yeah, my host packet would have included catalogs and order forms. So it's not like they're left in a lurch and have no materials to work with. They have everything that they need. They just don't have me, but I'm kind of coming virtually into their home over Skype. So it's
love
about-
it. Love the option. And certainly, as you said, that really is a great way to lead into recruiting because clearly, you know, they've done that. So love that.
Yeah,
how
and
creative.
If I could add too, as leaders sharing with your teams, especially here in the Northeast, you know, in the winter we've had really bad snowstorms, and then in the summer we've been getting not as bad as Florida, but we've been getting our share of hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
Telling your team members, don't just, when you're host coaching a host, don't just get one means of communication, like a landline. You want a backup of getting a cell phone number or an email address, because if power is out, like we experienced 2 years ago when we had a really bad snowstorm in October, we were without power for a week. Now, October is one of the most productive party months in our business. But when you have all of us without power for a week, you need to be able to get a hold of people. And if a landline is down, you don't have access to that. So it's just really important to take your host coaching to a whole new level and get more than one means of communicating with a host. So in the event weather is bad, you do have a way to get a hold of them.
Jesse, you bring up such a good point. And as you said, not just in winter do we have bad weather, but certainly, you know, it could happen any time of year. And so to always be prepared, which brings me to Tammy, because, you know, Tammy, you and your team don't have to battle snow issues in Florida like Pam's team, Jesse's teams do. But, you know, winter business challenges are not isolated to cold weather climates only. So how do you keep your team going in the winter season in a warmer weather climate, but still when you have winter issues?
Well, when you said weathering the storm in your business, I thought of when we're preparing for a hurricane, we make sure we have batteries and food, and we have a plan. So our batteries in this business is really our flashlight is our vision. We want to make sure we are keeping the end in mind. Why are we in this business? And I think if we keep that in mind and train our consultants to do that, they can weather any situation, and then always having a plan. So what, like you said, we don't have the cold weather, but we do have the winter blues. I think people in every state still have that winter blues, or, you know, it's after the post-holiday blues, money excuses and that kind of thing. So we prepare them always to, the only person that they're in control of is themselves. We can't control what hostesses, you know, have situations that come up and that kind of thing. So I always prepare my consultants and myself to have at least 1 to 2 shows other than live shows on our calendar. So I love, Jesse, the Skype shows are great. And then, Pam, you were talking about the BFF shows. That could be also a show that, you know, you do with just friends and you're not even there. Just if something happens and, you know, they just want to get together and they have do a book show. They could do a book show somewhere. And then when you close the book show, we encourage the host to set a date with us to close that date, to close the show, and then encourage a few people to be at her home, bring our products with us so that we're closing the show and maybe getting some other people there in person, because we know that people are more likely to book a show when they're in front of us. So we encourage that. Again, 2 different shows other than live shows every week, and online shows, Skype shows, and that kind of thing. And then I encourage also for people to say, well, I don't really know that many people this time, you know, just getting together with others at this point is difficult. And we encourage the you, me, and 3 shows. That's where you and you, the hostess, and me, the consultant, and 3 friends are there. So it's less stress sometimes with people that, again, say that they don't know that many people, or, you know, it's that situation, it fills that really quickly. And then we do happy hour shows where we're in and out in an hour, and we just bring a few products. It could be anywhere. It could be at a Panera. It could be at your local restaurant. Our local restaurants love to have the business, so we'll call them ahead of time and say, do you mind if, you know, 8 or 10 of us ladies come in, sit around a table with some of our products, our candles and so forth, and we'll, of course, purchase your food, and we'll go ahead and do a show like in an in-and-out in an hour. And then that way the guests there are purchasing their own food, and it takes, again, the stress off the hostess for having to think about food and that kind of thing. So that's something that we do often here. And, again, it's really the local restaurants love it. The local mom-and-pops, they love that. And even the Panera, they don't mind if you take a corner in their restaurant. I don't light candles in a Panera, but I do bring the products, and they can touch and feel and smell. And again, it's that personal contact that we know that really builds our business. We also encourage mystery host parties. Again, that can be a show where you actually, as a consultant, have your own show, and everyone that attends that purchases will go in a drawing for that host credit that night. So we do a lot of the mystery host parties. And then we also encourage the best, your training that you do with the you know, the customer care calls are so vital in this business, because the more they can hear us and know that we care, hear from us and know that we care, they're more likely to, you know, maybe answer our calls or stay engaged with us in our business. So I really love that contact. This business is a people business, so we need to make sure that we're in contact with our hosts and, you know, continue contact and give them really good care, personal care. So those are some of the things that we do to weather the storm really throughout the year. It's just, again, knowing that you as a consultant have to keep the end in mind, keep your vision, and know that you are in control of your own destiny by doing
so well said. So well said, Tammy. I love the reminder that you are in control. Take control of your business and have a plan of, you know, a certain number of home shows during the week, but also, you know, one or two other types of shows during the week, so that if there is, you know, a weather issue or a cancellation issue, you know, you still have, you know, that book show, or you have that You, Me, and Three show or whatnot coming up. So, and I love the You, Me, and Three. I think that's great. And the happy hour for just that quick 1 hour right after work. So just having those options, I think the listeners today have certainly gotten a lot of options, not just on how to weather winter, but any kind of a challenge or a slump in their business. So Tammy King and Jesse Pito and Pam Clift, gosh, thank you so much for your generous advice on this most relevant and timely topic. I am absolutely confident that all who are listening in will find plenty of actionable ideas to incorporate immediately to successfully weather winter in their businesses. And I do encourage our listeners to design an action plan of 3 or 4 steps that you'll take this week, even today, to get started on changing what isn't working and start seeing those results that you really want to work. You know, it's been said that the woodcutter who stops to sharpen his axe cuts more wood. So thank you so much for stopping by our Lessons with Leaders conversation today and for sharpening your axe with these great ideas. And be sure to check back for future conversations with more direct sales experts right here at spiritofsuccess.com. And be sure to check out all the many direct sales resources and business coaching details at spiritofsuccess.com. Well, according to my watch, it's time to start chopping wood. So until next time, this is Beth Jones Shaw. Thank you so much.